You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It's Thursday morning. It is time for Historically Speaking with our friends from Concordia Historical Institute. Good morning, Dr. Harmelink.
Good morning, Andy. Happy Thursday.
A blessed Thursday. Yes, a blessed Thursday. We have something to historically speak about.
We've got a chunk of stuff to talk about.
A chunk of stuff.
I just put some of these postcards on the 1911 Walter Luther gavel at the check-in desk at the International Center here in Kirkwood, Missouri. So when you come in, take a look for that. They're also available in the museum in the lower level of the International Center.
Down one floor, yeah.
We had plenty of people want to actually physically touch the gavel so that their life would be complete and they could check that off their bucket list.
I had the option and I did not.
You did not.
I had the option when you brought it in the studio and I refrained.
You were just in awe.
I was. That was beautiful craftsmanship on that thing.
It's fantastic. I don't think you could do that today.
Well, no one would have the patience to do that today.
Right. That's another lost art is the sitting down with the an engraving tool.
That's what I'm going to start doing in the studio. I'm going to bring some wood and a pocket knife with me in the studio while I'm...
Good.
I didn't have wood shavings
Maybe
everywhere. I might get in trouble for that.
Bust of Walter and we can put it in the museum. So we talk about upcoming events in and around CHI. We want to let people know that the installation service for the synodical officers is scheduled for Saturday, September 10th. At Holy Cross Lutheran Church on Miami Street in St. Louis, Missouri. If you're in the area, we're delighted to have the opportunity to give a walking tour of some of the other historic buildings in and around Holy Cross before or after that installation service at 10 a.m. So at 9 o'clock and at 11:30, we're going to meet on the corner of Miami and Texas and begin there with showing what in the neighborhood has Lutheran LCMS ties. That's a, you know, like a 20-minute walking tour or something like that.
Nice.
But we'll also hand out like a self-guided walking tour material so you can take it home, read more about, for example, the house that Walter lived in, the Lange Publishing House, the president of that, the owner of that, was the person who sponsored the carving of the gavel in 1911. And also talk about Holy Cross, the school there, Concordia Publishing House, just down the street. There's a lot of history right there. And so, again, service of installation, Saturday, September 10th at Holy Cross Lutheran Church on Miami Street in St. Louis. So we'll see you there. I won't be dressed up as Walter for that. We also have preparations for the next major exhibit. This will have the grand opening on February 18th, which is Luther's Saint Day. In 2017, coming up next February, but we're getting that ready. I mean, it's going to be a major...
And polishing up the coins?
No.
Oh.
Don't... Now you make me...
I made you lose
no
your train
polishing of anything, right? It's called patina. We like that patina.
Oh, patina. Okay. We're not going to shine them up.
No. But again, we'll have rare books, we'll have rare coins, and the story of how God used Luther to rediscover the gospel. That will be the major spotlight for that February 18th, 2017 exhibit. We continue to get good feedback as far as our exhibit at the convention in Milwaukee last month and also the coin and metal book that's available through CPH. We want to let you know about upcoming events. October 8th is the Saxon Lutheran Memorial Fall Festival, an annual event, and we're praying for good weather. Regardless of the weather, it'll be a fantastic event. Down in Perry County, October 8th, that's a Saturday. October 13th, the CHI Auxiliary will have an event. A presenter will present on the Augsburg Confession in Numismatic Art.
What's that?
The Augsburg Confession, how it was portrayed in coins and metals. So guess who's giving that presentation?
Numismatic?
Numismatic art.
I'm going to write that down and go look it up.
The word for today, numismatic. But again, you know, CHI has the most significant collection of these Reformation coins and metals outside of Germany, and we're getting the word out that these are not only a great treasure, but we want to share those with the church and the public. New CHIQs being sent to the printer soon. We have articles on Navy Chaplain Raymond Hohnstein. Does that ring a bell?
Sounds familiar.
The only chaplain who was at Pearl Harbor and also the signing of the surrender in Tokyo Bay at the end of the war. His life story and how God used him to share the gospel around the world. And then we have another article on the beginnings of American Lutheran missions in Liberia. The upcoming CHIQ. Also, we want to let you know about the historical conference at Altenburg, Missouri, October 27th to 29th. I don't know if you've ever attended that at the Lutheran Heritage Center and Museum, and we'll have a presence there too. So,
what's that? What is that event?
They talk about genealogy, also about Lutheran history. Down in Altenburg, right next to Trinity Lutheran Church, mm-hmm. they have a full, I mean, it's just an amazing a reference library if you're doing genealogical work or, you know, you have the distinction of being related to the first Perry County Saxon Lutherans mm-hmm. down there. So lots going on. But I thought today we would talk about, again, we mentioned Johannes Tetzel, John Tetzel, last week. And this is the face of the Reformation that's featured on the LutheranReformation.org website. The resources, the Reformation resources that CHI is providing. Now, people can download all of these free resources for their Bible study, for their men's group, women's group, confirmation class, and also we have flyers that can be put in Sunday bulletins. So, John Tetzel, you know about him, and we talked about last week about how he was portrayed in the latest Luther movie. Again, there's a trailer out now on the upcoming Luther movie that's going to be coming out in October of 2017. Really looks good.
Can't wait to see it.
I think that's available on the LCMS website, but probably also on the Thrivent website.
But will it be as intense as the character that Alfred Molina plays in the 2003 film?
Maybe not.
Man, it was intense.
He looked kind of like a dastardly kind of guy. And Johannes Tetzel, I mean, if you see the woodcuts, which are part of the presentation on the LutheranReformation.org website, he doesn't look like a scary kind of guy. He just looks like a Dominican monk that... what he did is mess up a lot of people's Christian faith.
How so?
Well, anytime you say that something that we can do can make satisfaction for our sins, you're in a really bad position. So the Bible study that's included on Johann Tetzel, John Tetzel, I use the hymn, Salvation Unto Us Has Come, as kind of an outline of what doctrine that informs us how to respond to the preaching or the teaching of John Tetzel. I use that as an outline. And again, John Tetzel's going around basically saying you can swap your gold and silver for the forgiveness of sins. And it's amazing that even in the Roman Catholic Church today, indulgences continue to be given for not just money, but for supposed, you know, your good works.
So trading my good works or my earthly treasures for eternal ones.
Right. I mean, you know, do this and you'll get 1,000 years off of purgatory, which again, Scripture doesn't talk about purgatory. This is kind of a made up... explanation that the Roman Catholic Church sometimes often goes too far in explaining things logically and not just saying the Bible doesn't tell us that. This is the beauty of the Lutheran Church and teachers and preachers in the Lutheran Church is we have no qualms about saying Scripture doesn't tell us
mm-hmm.
when it comes to certain things, right? So Johann Tetzel, even though he was not allowed to go into Wittenberg proper, he was selling these indulgences for money just across the river. So the citizens of Wittenberg in Luther's day were clamoring, you know, going across the river to, again, get a piece of paper that says, all your sins, even sins that you haven't committed yet, are forgiven because you've paid the church money. And this is just, this is terrible. This is the work of the devil to convince us that either our good works or our sincerity or our money have any place when it comes to our salvation.
Right, salvation is in Christ alone.
God's free gift. Johann Tetzel, even though he's definitely not a Lutheran, I mean, he was against Luther and the preaching of free forgiveness because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. He's part of the story.
Right. He's an important figure in what happened in history.
So check him out. So we have Johann Tetzel, Erasmus, Jan Hus, Frederick the Wise, Pope Leo X, Hans and Marguerite Luther, Knight George, Philip Melanchthon, Katie von Bora. All of these are now available, and 12 or 13 more to come. So stay tuned. We also want to acknowledge 17 years ago, August 28th, servant of the Lord, Reverend Dr. August Soufflot, was taken to heaven. And if you don't know about Dr. Soufflot, we would love to get you up to speed. He was the director of CHI and worked at CHI for almost 50 years. And even though he wasn't the first director or the first full-time director of CHI, he basically built CHI to what it is today. So we give thanks for the life and the ministry, the service that Augie Soufflot gave to the church. And he basically, by God's grace, made CHI into the largest Lutheran archive in North America. And there's, we continue to discover things that he collected during his tenure there.
And there's so much we learn from that history that's so valuable to us today.
Exactly. So come to CHI, check us out if you're doing research on the Missouri Synod or other Lutherans in North America. We're here for you. Give us a call.
And the website?
ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org, 314-505-7900.